Welcome to This Week in History. Good morning, EPs. Look back through the years. I'm Last Man Standing. On August 9, 2005, Kate Langley, age 9, became the youngest female to hit a hole-in-one when she made the score on a 134-yard par 3 at the Forest Pines Golf Course in Scunthorpe, England. She was immediately chased from the course by jealous old men who had never achieved the same goal. On August 10, 2019, North Melbourne kicked their lowest ever score of 1-goal-8-14, losing to Geelong by 55 points. North Melbourne officials claimed the day to be their lowest ever moment and vowed no such low moment would ever occur again. And didn't that work out well? On August 11, 1966, John Lennon held a press conference in Chicago, apologising for stating that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. He held the press conference on his own, proving he was able to handle criticism without a little help from my friends. On August 12, 1961, East Germany began construction of the Berlin Wall to prevent the movement of people out of the country. The concept invited derision from China, who said their wall did a much better job of keeping the rabbits out. And on August 13, 1981, Gallipoli, which was filmed in part on the Eyre Peninsula, premiered in Sydney. It starred Mel Gibson and Mark Lee, and debuted about 66 years after the Battle of Neck, which was depicted in the final battle scene in the film. It was more conducive to a Hollywood production than the Battle of Arm. And that's This Week in History. I'm Last Man Standing.